crisis on the fifth day of May. But I could not hold on to her very long, so I cut off my hair and I rode straight away to the wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The dividing line ran through the center of town. So I hitched up my pony to the post on the right. I went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I could see right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" I said, "I ain't got no money, man." He said, "That ain't necessary." We set out that night for the cold of the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We'll be back by the fourth." I said, "That's the best news that I've ever heard." I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace as we rode through the canyons and the devilish cold. I was thinking about ISIS, how she thought I was so reckless. She told me one day we would meet up again, that things could be different the next time we wed, if I would only hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember the best thing she said. He said, "There's a body that I'm trying to find. If we carry it out, it'll bring a good price." It was then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was howling, the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious, but I made up my mind I had to keep on. I went down in the hole, but the casket was empty. There were no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had when I saw that my partner, he was just being friendly. When I took up his offer, I must have been mad. And I dragged him inside, threw him down in the tomb. Then I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer just to feel satisfied. Then I rode to find Isis just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I rode in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. She said, "Where you been?" I said, "No place special." She said, "You look different." I said, "Well, I guess." She said, "You've been gone." I said, "That's only natural." She said, "You wanna stay?" I said, "If you want me to, yeah!"